This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And it's Mark with you,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
And you could bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. It's kind of the rules of the game. You know, so many people feel like they just can't get their message out, that the media is stifling them, or whatever it is that they might be claiming. Well, I'm telling you, Free Talk Live, we're here for you. But we also bring in our show prep, and I think this one's really good, Johnson.
So this is actually something I found a little while ago on Reddit that I thought was pretty interesting, which was a new libertarian, someone who says that they're new to libertarian, but they have that some questions and concerns.
Okay.
So I'll just get into reading this.
That is kind of what we're here for.
And I think, you know, every so often, you know, it's good for Free Talk Live to get back to sort of like the basics a little bit.
We should be doing that every single night. Sometimes it seems like we get caught up in our conversation. We don't bring it back to the basics.
So this starts out here. I am fairly young, and I have never been very politically active, but I have come to realize that, for the most part, I am a libertarian. There are a number of common libertarian beliefs that seem a little extreme to me, and I'd like to hear what the people in this subreddit have to say about them. I hope this isn't too out of place in this subreddit, and you can shed some light on why these beliefs are commonly held by libertarians. Now, I think that he's going to get into some beliefs here, and I think that some of are going to be better able to be addressed by maybe me, and some are going to be able to be addressed better by you, and some are going to be able to be addressed better by Daryl. So I think that's another reason why I like this one.
Yeah, sometimes libertarian positions do seem extreme, but if they seem extreme, it's because we've lived in a statist paradigm for, you know, some thousands of years, and so that's it's a deviation from the norm that's extreme, as opposed to, the philosophical position that's extreme.
Yep. So let me first ask this question: how old is this person? Do they say?
They don't.
Okay.
Young. It says fairly young, but I don't know what that means.
That could be anywhere from like 13 to 30.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Not answer old people's questions.
I can't. Hello? The person says I'm fairly young, and I'm just curious, because I was 21 years old before I ever heard the word libertarian.
Well, these are demographic questions you're asking about when they heard about it, but they've heard about it.
Yep. Doesn't really matter. We'll see. We'll get into it.
I think it's incredibly interesting that you've got people now that are like 14 years old, because the term over the last almost decade has sort of come into the mainstream, to where you hear the word libertarian used in news reports regularly.
Well, maybe we can figure it out from the kind of questions that this person is asking about. So the first issue in their mind is Ayn Rand.
Okay.
He goes on to say, I believe that most government action is counterproductive, and therefore I oppose it on a practical level, but I act to help people all the time in my personal life. The vast majority of libertarians I have met seem to agree with me on this, but also love Ayn Rand, and it seems that she wanted to apply libertarian government principles to your personal life. Her argument seems to be that helping others is not morality, helping yourself is. We should value a person's ability, intelligence, work ethic above and seemingly regardless of their will to channel those virtues into the good of others. It seems like there is a significant disconnect between her arguments and what most people who idolize her actually believe. And so this one, I think, is the first one that I think that, of all of these, this one I think I'm probably best equipped.
Yeah, you're the most objectivist of us all.
Because I've read a bunch of her stuff, and I find her philosophy very interesting.
I think that this is the most interesting part of her philosophy.
Selfish, the virtue of selfishness.
Yeah, the virtue of selfishness.
And it's also the most widely misunderstood.
I think. Absolutely.
Even amongst objectivists, like people like Glenn Beck and Neil Bortz and other people who might be like, I'm a libertarian and Ayn Rand is the best and selfishness. But I completely don't understand this, and I will prove it right now by saying everything that she believes completely incorrectly. You know, and or like, war, pro-war, woo! And like, absolutely, she was not.
Before you answer, I just want to point out what I see as sort of inaccuracy in this guy's statement where he says the vast majority of libertarians idolize Ayn Rand.
Yeah,
in my experience,
yeah,
most libertarians that I encounter are sort of Ayn Rand agnostics, meaning right. that they don't really think anything about her.
But are you really encountering libertarians, or are you really counting anarchists?
I would count all anarchists as being philosophically at least libertarian. They're more extreme libertarians.
I certainly wouldn't count any anarcho-syndicalists, anarcho-communists, anarcho-collectivists, anarcho-mutualists. Most of those people I would not say are libertarian very much at all.
I would count all of those people as just commies with a funny name.
The ones that I've encountered that are anarcho-something that, you know, private property doesn't exist, if you had them take a very thorough Nolan chart quiz, they would fall within the libertarian quadrant of that quiz.
Maybe, or they might fall extreme left. I'd have to see
but
that for sure.
I don't really hang out with those kinds of people.
But let me talk. I just want to answer the selfishness thing real quick. So,
yeah.
When Ayn Rand talks about this sort of selfishness, and you know, how did this guy phrase it? You know, he talks about helping people, and that it seems that helping others is not morality, but helping yourself is. What the common misunderstanding about this is that Ayn Rand was very against self-sacrifice. However, helping others is something that a great many people value. The question comes down to sacrifice. So let's say that you come across a fiery burning car wreck, and in order to save the person's life inside, you have to risk your own. You know, in other words, the car could blow up, you could have your face burned off, and, you know, the rest of your life is altered irrevocably. Let's say you know the person inside is a murderer, you know, or a thief, or a rapist. Do you help them and risk your own life? If you believe in self-sacrifice, it's your obligation to do so.
I was in a situation like this, and I chose, and I made a decision. So there was a car that had been in a terrible automobile accident. I was the first firefighter on the scene because I didn't have to go back to the station and get the truck. The guy in the car had clearly been violating the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit because he got into a single-car accident, and it looked like God had picked up the car, crushed it in his hand, and whipped it at Earth, right? I mean, it looked like the remains of a comet, it was at a gas station, and it was steaming. It looked like it was smoking. I don't know, right? I couldn't tell the difference from where I was. So I have to decide, what am I going to do in dealing with this obvious moron who has gotten himself into a terrible situation by his own actions, and it, by the way, he was drug-addled, too. I found that out later. What I decided was, if I'm going to stand around here, the whole place is going to blow up anyway. I might as well go try to get the guy out while I'm doing it.
Right.
But that was a decision.
But you're also much better equipped than the average person to actually be able to deal with that situation if you've got fire equipment.
I had no equipment. I just drove my vehicle.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yep. Well, what do you do?
There you go. But, you know, and that still comes down to a case of values, right? You valued taking that action more than, you know, you value saving people. Obviously, you're a volunteer firefighter. That's your set of values, right? Now, another person's set of values, you know, maybe they don't value saving, you know, random strangers that much in their life. Their personal life is too important to risk.
Well, I would say that those people are doing the more sane and the more Ayn Rand thing. And here's let me defend.
I don't know that I agree that it's more Ayn Rand. It depends on your personal set of values.
Let me defend it based on my understanding of this.
But before you say anything, that sounds very subjective, which would not be Randian because she was very objective.
No, it's not subjective. It's objective with relation to the person's personal moral values.
So when you're there's things you're good at and things you're not good at, right? I'm not a great fireman. I only do it a little bit as a volunteer. I apparently am a reasonably good talk show host and a reasonably good radio salesperson. Can I do more to help more people by spreading the ideas of liberty on Free Talk Live than I can by getting myself blown up, you know, trying to save some DWI guy from a car? And that is really the what's the most good? should. If you're stopping and saving one person when you could save 100 by your other actions, I think that, to me, that's what it was that, that she was talking about there. And we'll talk about it more. 855-450-3733. You can chime in on this anytime. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about some common questions about the ideas of liberty, libertarianism, whatever you want to call it. And we're trying to address them here on Free Talk Live. I'd say that's an area that we excel.
Yes. And if you have any questions, you certainly are welcome to call in.
Dare I say experts?
855-450-3733. Or on Skype, our username is lrn.fm. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Go ahead, Johnson.
Specifically, well, I'm not going to get back into reading because I think we still need to have, we got some stuff to hash out and talk about here.
Sure, but we have to talk about what we're talking about first.
Sure. Yeah. So, okay, so well, we're talking about this thread from Reddit, and we're specifically discussing Ayn Rand's virtue of selfishness,
yeah.
I guess. And so, I wish you could rehash, and I'm trying to remember exactly what you said right before we went to break.
Sure. So, what I was basically trying to say is that my understanding of the philosophy is that you need to do what you're best at and what you're passionate about. Because if you allow yourself to be derailed by other things, you know, whatever pressures society might put on you in the, you know, whether it's volunteer work or your spouse having you do things or those sorts of things. If you get off task of doing the things that you're passionate about, you will be less efficient in bringing about good things for yourself and the world, is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I think what you started to talk about, though, I think with relation to that, was this whole notion of the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was specifically what Ayn Rand was talking about. And I think that to a large extent it was, but I think that Ayn Rand also had this sort of specific thing about religion and about the, and not any specific religion, but basically all religions and a lot of spirituality and mysticism in general, pushing this notion of self-sacrifice.
Right,
that it's a virtue to, and a lot of people believe this.
Christianity is all about helping the poor. Jesus was all about help the poor.
But at a cost to yourself. Like, it has to be, you have to do something where it's, you know, you're giving up. Like, if you have a ton of money and you are giving more than everyone you know, it's not enough.
Right.
It has to be a certain amount. It has to hurt you.
It's easier for a rich man or for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go to heaven.
And the eye of a needle, or the eye of the needle, was an actual place in ancient Jerusalem, where there was this archway in one of the city walls, and they called it the Eye of a Needle, and the camels would have to get down on their knees and walk through with the packages on their backs, and it was incredibly difficult for the camels to enter through that entryway.
Yeah, it's either true or it's false. I have heard that explanation myself, and it's one of the reasons that I find the Bible to be such a confusing book.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to heaven if I don't understand the reference of some ancient city doorway.
So, I mean, I think that this whole thing about this with Ayn Rand, though, I generally think it's misunderstood. I think that Ayn Rand thinks that it's perfectly acceptable and preferable to help people if that's what you value. Just don't do it at a sacrifice. Do it because you have the money to give, you have the time, you have the value of wanting to do that. And I'm going to bring it up and plug it. I run Shire Sharing Keen for that very reason.
Okay. Oh, so I'm wondering about this giving thing. I would have thought that Ayn Rand would have been sort of against charitable giving, and one of the reasons that she'd be against charitable giving would be that oftentimes the people that you're charitably giving to are people that, you know, like, it's the funds are wasted on. Sometimes you're helping people, no doubt, sometimes we're helping people up out of terrible circumstances, but oftentimes you've got people that, you know, if they didn't get this free stuff, then they would work harder or something.
She is of both dual mindset on it, and she makes it very clear in her, well, maybe not very clear, obviously, but
clear enough.
But she is certainly of two mindsets on it. So she will say that oftentimes that's absolutely true, that people who are given charity should be earning it for themselves. That's you know, they should be valuing themselves enough to be earning it for themselves. But she is also very pro charity and pro doing things for others as long as it's in one's values to do so.
Okay.
And back so, in the I mean, 19, it can be both ways.
Back in the 1930s and early 40s, when a lot of the social welfare programs that we know of today were first being started, there was that sense of, I don't want to take a handout, So people would go and dig a ditch one day and fill it in the next in exchange for, you know, some sort of welfare payment at the end of the week or
did they
food.
Really do that? I mean, I know that they...
That's what I've been told by people that lived through the Depression.
There were the CCC or whatever they were. They built a lot of things, and some of them, you know, may not have been, you know, particularly financially viable things, but they built things that we use today. I hear you'll find stuff on hiking trails that they built that make, you know, hiking still, they make it easier even today.
I'm sure that that's probably a little bit of a joke, you know, like the dig a ditch and fill it in the next day. It's probably they were actually doing things that were more useful than that, but it might have seemed like it was digging a ditch and then filling it in the next day.
Right.
You know, just moving around rocks, but it's like, okay, but, you know, you are building walls or doing whatever, you know.
Right. They were doing something in return for that welfare payment that they were getting at the end of the week, so it did not seem like welfare.
Yes, and, but I mean, the labor theory of value says that work is worth whatever work somebody's willing to pay for it.
Right.
So therefore, it's still welfare if you're doing work that you're being overpaid to do.
Well, let me go on to issue number two, anarchism.
Okay.
It seems a lot of prominent libertarians call themselves anarchists or anarcho-capitalists. I admit I know very little about these theories, and I'd appreciate any explanation or further reading you could recommend. As I understand it now, anarchism argues for the complete end of the state, which does seem a bit extreme. While I believe the government should stay out of most things, how would society function without basic police or military protection given to all people from a powerful entity like the government?
Well, first off, I would say that anarchism is a terrible term. If, you know, from a social standpoint, if you want to get your message across, the last thing you should do is call yourself an anarchist because you scare normal people. They have spent their whole lives being petrified by this term. The news media and governments have scared the heck out of them. I would also say grammatically it is an inaccurate statement. Anarchist means a person, you know, it means without rulers. One must rule oneself. Your mind rules your body because you tell it what to do and it does it. However, I would say that a better term would be autarchist if you want to use these. So a self-ruler.
Autarchist sounds too close to autocrat,
okay,
which means that it's one person ruling over the entire society.
I don't use the term. I'm just giving some people will make the argument, I must tell the truth, so I must call myself an anarchist. And I would rebut that with, that isn't the truth, because it's not what you mean.
Would the term be voluntarist? I mean,
some people use the term voluntarist to describe what they're talking about. I understand what somebody means when they say they're an anarcho-capitalist.
Like, I believe in agreeing to rules.
But I think generally that there's, when it comes to anarchists, you either have a libertarian claiming to be an anarchist or a communist claiming to be an anarchist, and there really are no anarchists. I believe the term libertarian, you know, is in and of itself a fine term to describe somebody who believes in competition in the area of government. And I'm going to explain it further. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-4255. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We're talking about some common questions given to libertarians. And I think it's worth, you know, we should be doing this quite often here on Free Talk Live. This is important stuff with the ideas of liberty. But, you know, we do take your calls about whatever the topic might be. If you care about your privacy while you're on the Internet, and you should, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your Internet service provider. ProXPN does everything right. They offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even Linux support. So setup's a cinch. Unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities, whatever. Now, ProXPN has even more servers than it ever had before, giving you greater speed and security. They've integrated with Nonce to master emails, and you get all that with a premium account. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with your coupon code FTL50. It can end up being cheaper than per month than a good cup of coffee. So that's coupon code FTL50 at proxpn.com. Let's go to Glenn calling in from Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, about the camel in the eye of the needle thing.
Yeah, this is a biblical quote that it's easier for a rich man to it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go to heaven.
Right. Yeah, be not confused, little one. It's not that complex. That's just basically that thing about the gateway and the camel and the that's pathetically ridiculous. You'll never hear that. Might circulate, you know, at some levels, but not among the in the educator, the scholars. Okay, I've never heard a scholar affirm that notion. It's a pathetically ridiculous idea. That's like saying you're going to stop your tractor trailer at a bridge underpass and then offload, go through, and then carry. You know, that was, it's just unthinkable. Okay, it was. You know, I've heard both Christian scholars and Jewish rabbis deride that notion. It's designed to rationalize, make people feel that Christ was not speaking against the rich or something like that. And they always say, no, that's meant to be hyperbole. You know, you can't get a camel through the eye of a needle, you know. Well, you can, but you got to grind it up real fine. No, that gate thing is just garbage.
I've heard the gate story too, you know, long ago, and it has legs, whether or not it comes from you know, the scholars or whomever.
It's known, but it's inapplicable. It subverts the deliberate hyperbole of the metaphor.
Well, I mean, so what the Bible, if it is then the unerring word of God, and many people believe that is the case, then since a camel cannot pass through the eye of a needle, that a rich man then cannot go to heaven. So that claims that essentially rich people don't go to heaven. And what that sounds like to me is that a book that was written over the course of 2,000 years got itself some populist messages in it.
Well, it's also challenged by the notion that, you know, Jesus was supposedly, you know, buried in a rich man's tomb, you know, that Joseph of Arimathea came and had influence and,
which
know,
time? Which time?
He rose the second time.
Oh, yeah, but
there was nobody.
But there was nobody?
Nobody of Jesus, nobody of Elijah. Yeah, nobody of Methuselah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the first time, you know, Jesus died, and then he had a resurrection and then the ascension, you know, so, yeah, there's nobody.
Glenn, appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Yep.
855-450-3733.
I forgot about the whole ascension thing.
Yeah, it was Enoch, not Methuselah.
I think Methuselah just wandered off one day and walked with God and never came back.
That was Enoch.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Methuselah was the oldest living man.
That's correct.
Enoch was the one that just walked off and then went with God.
All right. They just lost him in the woods. The dogs ate him. Let's be serious. So, going on with our question, Johnson, can you recap the question without, you know, those naughty words that were in it?
What? There were naughty words?
Yeah,
the A word.
No, the guy was asking the question is, why do I keep hearing about anarchists in the libertarian movement?
Okay, so a lot of prominent libertarians calling themselves anarchists or anarcho-capitalists. The guy says he knows very little about those theories. You know, anarchism argues for the complete end of the state. And then the question is, while I believe the government should stay out of most things, how would society function without basic police or military protection given to all people from a powerful entity like the government?
So that sort of is a separate question. But so addressing the issue of, you know, anarchists, I think that this is an issue of semantics. I don't believe the term anarchist should be used to describe libertarians, but many people do not agree with me. Academics will often use the term anarchist to describe, you know, people that believe that, not that the government shouldn't exist, but that one agency should not claim the monopoly privilege to govern a given piece of ground, any more than one telephone company should claim the monopoly privilege to provide phone service on a given piece of ground. So, if
I don't know, I believe the government shouldn't exist. I used to be a libertarian, and I've pretty rapidly over the years moved to being an anarcho-capitalist. I use the term, and I think it's absolutely fine. I don't agree.
Do you believe that people should get the services that they want from competing agencies?
Yes.
Then those competing agencies are essentially government.
No, they're not.
And the documents that you sign.
No, the difference between government and an agency is that the government uses force and violence to get its way.
The government.
I don't believe that there shouldn't be rules.
What will you do if somebody, if I come into your house to take your stuff, will you use violence to get your way?
That's one person
Excellent.
Using violence to defend
violence
themselves. That's
is
not
on
government.
The table. Now,
violence is definitely, it's always going to be on the table. A monopolistic agency that has a monopoly over violence is what government is. I don't think government should exist.
No, so, hold on. You're arguing the difference between government as we know it and the state. The state is the entity claiming a monopoly over the use of force. Right now, me, you, and Mark are in the same room, and there is sort of an unspoken government happening here. Mark has the buttons that controls this room. So
I think
Mark,
there's a difference between
this radio show.
I think
show.
There's a difference between the verb government and the noun the government.
Okay, well, that gets really confusing. And since we're on a radio show and it's our job to communicate to people, we need to communicate to them as clearly, crisply, and succinctly as we possibly can.
Sure.
So I would claim that governing documents like, say, a cell phone contract, I used that earlier, that a cell phone contract governs the relationship of the cell phone company and me to the cell phone company. I choose them. They hand down, they dictate a contract. I don't get to negotiate a contract with them. They just dictate one to me. And then I pick between dictated contracts. And I get a service provided to me. There was a time when there are places on the earth where the phone service is provided by the government. And people there probably ask themselves, if they don't get a lot of communication in the outside world, if we don't have the government, how do we get phone service? Well, the answer to that question is precisely the answer to the question of military, the military and the police, which was the other portion of this gentleman's question. If without a monopolistic state, how do we have the military and the police? And the answer is, well, in the case of police, you would be hiring a protection agency at some level of protection that is right for you, maybe a small amount of protection is right for you, and or no protection because,
right,
you know, you just don't feel like you need it, or you need a great deal of protection.
But let me play liberal for a moment. But Mark, who would they be accountable to?
Who are the police accountable to now?
The people, of course.
The police are less accountable now than they would be if they were competing for
service.
That's
total nonsense. The police and the government are accountable to we, the people.
Let me ask you this question. When is the last time that Brinks and what's that other one that provides ADT, when's the last time they had a shootout trying to protect somebody's house? And the answer is never.
And if you want to give your opinion on private protection services, the number is 855-450-3733. If I'm wrong, please give me a call, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, and you can call in and give your opinion on any particular topic you wish. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about the ideas of liberty and trying to clear up some questions of a new libertarian who's writing in and asking questions on a Reddit thread. And I think this is really a great opportunity because many people have questions about libertarianism. They, you know, well, I've set it all aside because I can't get across this particular thing in my mind.
Have we adequately covered how society would function without a government to move on to the next one, do you think?
I think so. I just think that it is something that must be pointed out. There have been societies in the past where there have been these basically what's considered a polycentric civilization, meaning that many cultures live together. There's not one entity that claims to rule over the entire thing. Ireland is one example, and Medina, which is in present-day Saudi Arabia, is another example.
Medina?
I've heard it pronounced both.
Okay.
The funky call.
but... You know, like this town, Medina, however you want to pronounce it. I actually heard it pronounced Medina by a couple of Muslim friends that I have.
Fine.
So
just,
I'll take their pronunciation.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm just trying to translate for the average listener who's heard it pronounced Medina their whole lives.
So there were pagans, Jews, Christians, and Muslims that all lived in the same city, and they all had their own sort of governance, and there were agreements between the different organizations or churches or what have you for how to handle conflict should something happen between a Christian and a Muslim.
And it's where all those jokes came from, where they were all walking to a bar together and then something humorous happens.
Yes.
All right, moving on to the next issue, global warming. It seems that most libertarians don't believe in man-made global warming and seem to believe in some conspiracy theories around it. I have always thought that this is because it represents an externality that cannot be easily dealt with using private property rights and would require government intervention to mitigate this and leads libertarians/conservatives to deny the science because of the possible eventual government response.
Whoa, that is wrong.
Well, I think that this is reasonable to argue that the government cannot or should not act to counter it. It is another thing to argue against the science.
Okay, so... recently, I said on the air that 97% of scientists believe that anthropogenic global warming is the truth. I was sent an article by, actually a blog post by David Friedman. That's the son of Milton Friedman, for those that you don't know, that he is in him, in and of himself an incredible work of a scholar. And what he showed was that...
Yes, I agree. He is definitely an incredible work of scholar.
Sorry, I just... stumbling over my words, has an incredible body of work as a scholar. In this, he shows that essentially they lie when they say that 97% of scientists believe that that man-made global climate change is the truth or whatever, because what he shows in there is that, that 97% say that man has some effect on the environment at the very minimum. And, that's sort of an entirely different statement than the other. However, that doesn't really make a difference. I believe that, yes, man has some effect on the environment, and the people that are talking about global climate change are usually blowing it all out of proportion in order to get attention for whatever cause they have.
And they also just tend to be ridiculously and laughably wrong with these predictions, just over and over. The polar ice caps will be gone, Al Gore's prediction, by the year 2011 or whatever, and now it's like, 2015, we've set the record for the most ice on the polar cap in recorded history.
Yeah,
like, things like this, happening. Yet it's going to be the hottest, year on record for the planet. What record are you talking about? Because the actual records, the planet has been much, much warmer in history.
There's just a new article that came out that said we're facing a new global ice age that's coming out, too. So it's difficult to say what's the case and what isn't, but I think that everybody would agree that man can have some effect on the environment and that, that needs to be looked at. However, for me, I think the last organization you want is the least accountable organizational model that the humans have ever seen, and that is the state,
right,
to handle this important issue. No matter what you believe as far as this issue, I believe that the state, as it functions today, is the least accountable, least efficient form of organization that we've ever seen, and so therefore to turn over your decision-making skills to these people is to turn over the most important thing to them.
Here's what I know. They have a ski mountain in Dubai.
Yeah. It's air-conditioned.
Yeah, in the middle of the desert. Yeah, so you know what? I think eventually we're going to get to dome cities, and we're going to have sandy, sunny beaches with, highs of 80 degrees every day sometime in the winter in New Hampshire under a domed city somewhere. And I think we're going to get to the point of where the little fluctuations that humans can cause by accidentally affecting the environment will be much smaller than the intentional ones we're going to be able to cause. So, it's, to me, that issue is like, meh.
I'm sure the people that care deeply about the environment are scared to death of your notions of, a vast wasteland filled with dome cities.
The chemtrails! They're trying to engineer the planet! Genetically modified organisms are in our food, saving people's lives, so therefore we should stop it so that millions starve. It's horrible. We can't control anything because everything should be left to God.
Well, you can't on one hand say that the scientists that make genetically modified food are doing God's work, and on the other hand say the scientists that claim that anthropogenic global climate change is going to kill us all are a bunch of liars. I mean, this is a very difficult position to straddle.
So can I say one thing about genetically modified foods real quick?
Sure.
people really need to come up with a better term than genetically modified, because based on a very, very strict interpretation of the term genetically modified, pretty much everything that we eat today is genetically modified because genes are being selected. Yeah. Selective breeding
basically
is modification of the
genes. Meat. You know, whatever.
This is like the stupid specious argument that was made previously about organic food being carbon-based, you know, a couple of years ago. No, genetically modified food means specifically exactly what they mean, which is that some scientists went in and messed with the DNA. Now, human-engineered food is a very much a reality, and all the food that we have has been engineered, but you know what
you're
these
modifying
people mean.
The genes.
Yes, you know what they mean. Stop acting like you don't. Everybody knows
I know what they mean.
I don't agree that everybody knows what they mean.
They have a sufficient term.
I absolutely disagree that everybody knows what they mean. Absolutely
okay.
not.
There are plenty of people who just don't know science.
Right.
They don't science at all.
Which is majority of Americans by a vast, vast amount.
Yeah, well, that's
there's
fine.
Still like half of Americans that believe that the Earth like rotates, you know, or that sorry, that the sun rotates around the Earth, you know.
I think that number might be somewhat blown, but... I'll bet you there's some percentage.
Apparently, there's a growing amount of people that are part of literally the Flat Earth Society, where they're arguing that the Earth actually is flat, and to believe that it is, you know, spherical of some sort is you're falling under the Illuminati propaganda of conspiracy for Masons or something.
You know why they do that? To mess with people like you. People like you that want to parse every single letter of every single word, they're too easy to watch them, to wind them up and watch them spin.
I don't fall
for it.
I honestly hope that people do believe in a flat earth because I've got questions for them. If you believe in a flat earth, call in and explain time zones because that is the thing that I cannot figure out how it operates on a flat earth.
There are no time zones. Whenever you find somebody talking, contending that they're in a different time zone, they're just part of the Illuminati conspiracy theory, the conspiracy, and they've been hired to talk to you, to feed you false information. Don't believe any of them that claim to be in the devil time zones.
I don't want
if the Eastern time zone was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me.
I don't want to go too far off track, but I saw a show recently that talked about the time zones, and like at one point there were hundreds and hundreds of time zones in the United States.
Oh yeah, that's
yes, and it was just. You know, when you think about it, it's actually kind of cool. Like, when the time was actually being set by the setting of the sun. You
the
know?
Big clock in the center of town.
Right.
Do you know
and
how
were
we
all
got
over
modern
the place.
Time zones?
What?
Do you know how we got modern time zones?
Because of a railroad engineer.
I bet it's the commies.
Railroad unions.
Yep. No, not really unions. It was one guy. It was really just one guy.
Yeah, that's what a libertarian would want to believe.
Okay.
855-450-3733-855-453-3733-LRN.FM. No one can hear you.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to PowerPrepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at PowerPrepper.com.